Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
23223.
Thank you for that. May I please have your first and last name?
Ruby Williams.
Thank you for that. And can you please hold for me while I look up an account for you?
Okay.
Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. I do apologize about that wait. Still trying to get the order details pulled up. Please continue to hold for me.
Okay.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me. Can you please verify the shipping address on the account?
3608 Springtime Court, Richmond, Virginia, 23223.
Thank you for that. I have located your account for our Bytes Hub, which I show you that your account has been canceled and is also in chargeback, reflecting that you've disputed this charge of $59.89. How may I help you?
My credit card still has not reflected the credit.
Since you've filed a dispute with your financial institution and a chargeback was posted, you have to contact your bank for further assistance. We won't be able to issue a refund since the chargeback has been posted and that you've disputed the charge.
I've already done that. They gave me a confirmation number, and now they're telling me that they can't give me credit because you're saying that the credit, the bill is accurate. So there's a dispute between you and my bank. My bank is telling me that they can't give me a credit because you say I owe you, and I have canceled the account with you, and I was supposed to get a refund, and I still haven't received it. And the confirmation number I got for the refund should be on the account as well.
I have looked over the notes on the account. I showed here where you called on April the 29th on to cancel, and you called back again on May the 19th for a credit, but the account was already in chargeback. We won't be able to issue any refunds due to this matter. I do apologize, but you'll have to call your bank for further assistance due to this dispute.
Okay, and as I just mentioned a few minutes ago, I contacted my bank. My bank said that they can't refund anything to me because you say that I owe you. So it's a dispute between you and my bank. Somebody needs to give me my money back. I haven't received anything. My bank telling me that they can't give it back to me because you say I owe you, and you're telling me that you can't give it back to me because I need to contact my bank. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Once your bank did the full investigation that determined that the charge is valid of $59.89, we won't be able to issue any credits due to the chargeback on the account. But the account was canceled, but I do apologize, but we can't issue any refunds due to the chargeback.
Okay. So how do I resolve this matter as though I can't get it resolved through my bank? That doesn't make any sense to me. You're telling me it was a chargeback. My bank is telling me that I owe you, and therefore they issued you the money again, and now you're telling me that I can't get my money back from you because there's a chargeback. That doesn't make any sense. My money is in limbo somewhere. Let me speak to a supervisor. I need to have this resolved. This has been 4 months. Doesn't make any sense.
I do understand that you'll like to speak with the supervisor, but we all follow the same protocol.
Doesn't matter. I still want to speak to one.
I do understand that you would like to speak with my supervisor, ma'am, but I am capable of handling the account for you.
Okay, I need to have it escalated because, as I mentioned, you're telling me that because my bank says there was a chargeback, which means they paid you again, and I'm telling you that I canceled the account, I contacted my bank. My bank said they can't refund the money to me on their end because you say I owe it. So where is my money?
Just one moment and let me get the notes put in to get you transferred over to our supervisor. Can you please hold for me?
Sure.
Thank you so much for your patience. Still here, just one more moment.
Okay.
I didn't want to hit you up, y'all. I got to go to work.
I do apologize about the wait. Please continue to hold the line for me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me. Now I'm just going to go ahead and get you transferred over to our supervisor. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You as well.